The following is a presentation of Project Independence and WCWP. Project Independence is the Aging in Place Initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. We provide programs and services designed to assist and support the older town residents who wish to remain in their homes as they age. If we don't currently provide a service, we will try and connect you to that service. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome to Project Independence and You.
Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We're back. Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan, and my co-host is Ruth Wallace-Off.
Correct.
And we're having a wonderful show today. We really are. We had Taylor Herbert earlier, who is from the JCC, and there's a wonderful program coming up on November 24th. From 8:30 to 3 o'clock, and it's adult day care. And then we just had Greg Barbera, and Greg is the owner of Right at Home. And I was screwing it up when I'm saying he's the owner and certified, whatever it was, but he's the owner of Right at Home, and I know Greg from a couple of different places around town. They really do. They do a good job, which is important, and at certain points, you just got to reach out for help.
It's essential.
Yeah, it's essential. You're right. You need help, and that's the end of it. Now, this next person is everybody's going to go, boo. We have Barbara Ward, and Barbara Ward is with AAA Traffic. She's a AAA Traffic Safety Specialist. And there's Keeping the Keys Day coming up. And this really is very tough. I mean, I find talking with seniors, it probably is the most traumatic experience
I'm sure.
That, you know, other than like a death, excuse me, but
correct.
Because I don't mean it sounds terrible, like it's coming to the end. It's cancer. But anyway, we're going there, okay? We're going to try to make it a happy day. Barbara, first of all, thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you very much for having us.
And first of all, how'd you get involved in this with AAA?
Oh, geez. AAA was actually my first job after college graduation.
Really?
And I've been there
I belong
since
to AAA
26 years.
Forever.
Yes, in various departments.
I belong to AAA
it's
forever.
It's a great organization to be a member of. But now I'm in the Traffic Safety Public Affairs Department.
Okay.
We do a lot of great things from, you know, starting with kindergartners, teaching them how to cross the street and be a good passenger in the car. My focus is on teen driving. Driver ed students, keeping them safe behind the wheel, and also with the senior drivers, keeping them safe. We want to keep them safe as long as possible. This is a positive spin, this expo we're having, keeping the keys. It's not about saying you're too old to drive and you shouldn't be driving. This is about making it
come out of this.
Yes,
right.
It could.
This is like a sneak attack.
Well, no. It's very positive. We're there.
No, I think this is important. I think this is
very important. And, you know, we're going to have experts there who are going to discuss driving practices to keep seniors driving
as long as they safely can. You're also going to assess seniors' driving abilities.
Yes, so, we're going to have a panel of expert speakers.
Okay.
We're going to have representatives from the New York State Governor's Traffic Safety Committee.
Oh, wow, okay.
We'll have a representative from the New York State DMV who can answer some questions. AAA National, located in Florida. And we're going to have some representatives in the medical field. And they're basically going to talk about the aging process, how things change as we age, how vision changes, reaction time,
everything changes.
But there are ways to compensate for these changes. So we don't want to say based on a chronological age, you're too old to drive, because that's not the case.
That's not fair.
There's plenty of things that
can
be done.
And do you have to be a AAA member to attend this?
All are welcome, members or non-members.
And free.
It's a free program. It's taking place next Friday, 1 week from today, November 22nd at Adelphi University.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to run from 10 in the morning till 1 in the afternoon. Refreshments are being served at 9:30 a.m. They're also free. And we would ask that
there's the food again.
Yeah, exactly, Ruth.
We said earlier in this program.
Yes, you have to have food.
Yes.
And it has to be free. and that will be available. So what we do ask is that you can make a reservation either by calling us directly at 516-873-2364, or you can log on to our website at AAA.com. www.ritedexpo.com/NYSeniorExpo. You can place your reservation.
Would you repeat that again?
Absolutely.
Because everybody doesn't have a flyer in front of them.
So the telephone number is 516-873-2364. And the website is AAA.com/NYSeniorExpo.
Perfect.
Okay, we do ask, just to, so I want to be clear, as far as parking goes, we ask that everyone registers parks at the Garden City Pool, which is located at 52 Cherry Valley Avenue, and then we will have continuous shuttle service back and forth to Adelphi throughout the morning.
Wow, okay.
You park at the Garden City Pool?
The Garden City Pool.
And where is that?
And that's 52 Cherry Valley Avenue. This is all on the website.
Right, you know, I would assume.
You'll bring up the information.
Well, when the person calls, you'll give them all this information.
Absolutely. So we're welcoming adult children of seniors and senior drivers.
Now, can you go through the plan of the day? If I sign up for this,
yes,
and I'm getting there,
okay,
I'm going to have my car with me. Oh, no, if I'm parking
my
car
you're gonna,
at the pool.
Yes, you're going to park your car at the pool, Cherry Valley Avenue.
How do you get to Adelphi?
Adelphi has shuttle service that will be continuous. Mm-hmm. You'll hop on a bus, probably holds 25 people per bus, but there's plenty of shuttles. They'll shuttle you over to the Performing Arts Center. It's only a few minutes away.
Right.
Okay, hopefully you'll arrive by 9:30 so you can enjoy those free refreshments.
Right.
And then at 10 o'clock, we're going to proceed into the concert hall where we'll have a panel exhibit of speakers. We'll have a welcome from the Director of Public Affairs for AAA and also from Adelphi. They'll welcome the seniors there. And then the panel expert will start their discussion. And that'll go on from 10 to 11.
Okay.
We'll answer questions. Like I said, DMV will be there. If there are any concerns or questions that come up, they should be able to answer those. We have a couple of, a professor from Adelphi University, a nursing professor, and she's going to talk all about the aging process, how medications affect driving, whether they're prescription or non-prescription. We have a couple of AAA programs, one in particular called CarFit. And that basically...
I went to that CarFit.
Which location?
St. Francis Hospital.
Wonderful. We're going to be back there again this May.
I was late, so I got the director, and she helped me. She helped me tremendously.
Good. That probably was my coworker, Karen Blackburn.
Right, right.
And as far as I know, we're having another one at St. Francis in May, sometime this spring. It's a great program. Basically, a trained technician goes through 12 steps with the senior driver to make sure that they fit comfortably and safe in the vehicle.
Right.
Believe it or not, the more comfortable you are, the safer you'll be. So we want to make sure that...
They say that you should get a larger rear view mirror.
It could help reduce the blind spot.
Where do you get that?
Any auto parts store would have that. Yes. There's also, you know, professional seat cushions that would be helpful.
Right.
That gives you a more of a line of sight over the steering wheel.
But the seat, it can be moved up.
Many of the seats have multiple, positions that you can change
to.
Right.
So there's a lot. You know, we find that when we talk to the seniors, some of the cars have features that they're not even aware of. Simple features like a seatbelt adjuster that will either bring the seatbelt up or down so it lays correctly across your collarbone.
Oh, really?
And they're unaware that the car even does
this.
So little things like that. There's a lot of adaptive equipment that could be helpful to keep seniors safe behind the wheel and driving longer. So these things will be discussed as well.
Let's on that day, on Friday the 22nd,
yes,
you had mentioned meds.
Yes.
What happens there? Like, they go over medication that would be considered... if you got pulled over? I'm trying to say.
They're basically...
I mean, an aspirin's not going to bother you. Anybody can take an aspirin and drive.
No. They're gonna promote a part of our website, which is AAA.com/RoadWiseRx, which is a website that seniors can go to from home, put in their medications, and get the result of how they may interact with each other.
Right,
and
right,
how
right.
they may affect your driving.
That's amazing.
So some information on
that's
that.
That's excellent.
Yeah, it is. It's a great. There's really no other website like it. Now, a senior can certainly ask their doctor or their pharmacist, but sometimes they're embarrassed to do that.
Mm.
So doing it from the privacy of your own home just makes them, it's a little less threatening for them.
Mm.
And then, you know, maybe I think they say that a lot of seniors take 5 medications daily, you know, so they very well could interact with each other and affect the driving ability.
You know what? I think you guys probably would come up with a better answer because, you know, so many times I'm not knocking the doctors. Mm-hmm. You know, if I'm giving you one pill for my thing and Ruth is giving you another pill, they're not paying attention. You know, and they
and
really
Christina
don't understand.
Christina is giving you another pill.
You're right.
Oh, and Christina.
You're right. And even, you know, even over-the-counter meds can affect, like allergy medicines. If people have bad allergies, that can affect your driving as far as drowsiness and your
So
alertness.
What was the website again?
AAA.com/roadwise, RoadwiseRx.com.
RoadwiseRx. Okay.
Like the prescription symbol.
But I would imagine if you just go to New York State Senior, you know, you'll have a menu anyway floating around.
Yeah, AAA.com.
Right, and, AAA.com. Yes. Once you get in there,
there'll
RX,
be information.
You'll put this, you'll put
yep.
all different things
Absolutely.
In it, and you could...
But you might not know that a Roadwise will give you this information.
Well, yeah, if you want to be wise on the road, you would. Ruth, come on, we're not working together today.
We're also okay. we're gonna have great exhibitors as well. I mean, NYU Langone Hospital will be there doing free blood pressure screenings. They'll have information.
It's an event.
It's an event.
Okay.
Yes, they'll have a table on fall prevention information. We have a couple of physical therapists who are going to be doing balance testing.
Oh, really?
And they're also going to be measuring neck and back
pain. Balance
testing
is very good.
It's very good.
Because a lot of seniors lose their balance.
That's correct. Falls are actually, I think, the number one reason for emergency room visits for seniors.
I could see that. Yeah. The fellow we had in just before you, Greg, and it's so true that, you know, within the house, you're not paying attention. You clutter. You don't want to get rid of it.
Absolutely.
And you don't pay attention, and it's a pocketbook or some silly thing you just tripped over.
True.
And I shouldn't say a pocketbook from a lady, but from a man, too. You know, you put it down, you get up, and you make a turn, and just that little inch is enough to throw off your balance.
That's
it doesn't
right.
require a big, you know,
That's
thing
right.
on the floor.
Mm-hmm.
But all this stuff is important because it just brings it to the senior's attention.
Correct.
You know, at the break, Christina said we have 14,500 members now in Project Independence, which is more than I thought. But the issue is people don't pay attention. We should have 50,000. Project Independence is the greatest program in the town of North Hempstead.
And they are going to be at the event next week.
Oh, are they? Okay.
We have an exhibit table, and they'll be showcasing all of their services. When I first came in contact, we do a lot of work with CARFIT and Project Independence.
CARFIT, I know that, yeah.
We do at least one event each year at Clinton G. Martin Park.
Okay.
And so we've invited them, of course. And, I mean, their services are invaluable. You know, I was really surprised at a lot of them. So we're happy to have them also. We're going to have the Arthritis Foundation there, New York City Poison Control. They're going to talk about medicine safety and falls as well. We have the New York Coalition for Transportation Safety. And it's going to be a great event. So if I can give the number and the website again.
Absolutely.
You know, if you're listening right now, pick up the phone, call us. Again, it's free. You know,
and you don't have to be a member of
AAA. You do not have to be a member. All are welcome. Adult children of senior drivers or just the senior drivers
themselves. Okay.
We're happy to have them there. And the telephone number again is 516-873-2364. And the website to register is AAA.com/NYSeniorExpo.
And I've said many times, go to 311. If you don't have a pen, this is next Friday. So, you know, you don't have that much time.
It's coming up very soon.
Next Friday.
It's around the corner. You know, so before you know it, it's here.
Take a break from your holiday preparations. Get out and do something for yourself.
This is keeping yourself safe, and that's why these things are so important.
It's going to be educational, informative, interactive.
And there's so many different things. You have it on the back of yours, but there's so many different booths that are going to be there again. It's a nice way to be informed. You can walk around with a bagel and a cup of coffee or whatever they're having for breakfast, and you'll learn something.
Absolutely.
Right now, we're going to take a break. You're listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We'll be right back.